This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And today we are having a conversation with Dr. Makatini, who is a senior lecturer and researcher in the Department of Chemical Engineering at Mangosuthu University of Technology. She has worked as an industrial engineering technologist at Huntsman Trioxide SA for 7 years before joining the academia. She is a registered professional engineering technologist in the Engineering Council of South Africa, which is the ECSA. Dr. Makatini's research focuses on environmental engineering with a specific interest in industrial wastewater reclamation, acid mine drainage, remediation and pollution control and climate change. She has published her work on numerous DHET accredited journals in the niche areas mentioned. She is currently involved in community engagement projects that seek to assist communities to clean water access through initiatives of treatment strategies for domestic wastewater. She holds a PhD in engineering from the University of Witwatersrand and other qualifications from the engineering discipline. She graduated from Rhodes University with a postgraduate diploma in higher education to enhance her teaching pedagogy. She currently serves as an assessor in the ECSA education cluster. We'd like to welcome Dr. Makatini on the Hlanganani Midday Show. Sanbonani.
Sanbonani.
Unjani?
I'm good. And you?
I'm good. I'm well, thanks. Namhlanje, Dr. Makatini, our topic is focusing on the MUT Africa Month Agenda, which is the Africa we want. And namhlanje sikhuluma about Africa devoid of pollution. I believe it is very important to see it in the topic learner. But as challenge for someone who has little information or understanding about climate change, how would you describe or define it?
I think maybe let's start from differentiating between climate and weather, because most of us are so used in the term weather because that's what we look in the morning so that we can check what we're going to wear. So weather is basically a short term condition for the atmosphere. So basically it would be like today it's sunny, that's a weather condition. It could be raining, that's a weather condition. Cloudy, it's a weather condition, but it's short term. It could be sunny now, but in the afternoon it's cloudy and so forth and so forth. And then we are talking about climate, you are talking about a specific pattern, a pattern that you can look at over a wide range of time. So it could be long term, and also it is regional. It's not like weather per se. So for instance, when you look at the weather patterns now, and what it was before in the 80s, you could see really that there has been a change when you're talking about that. So that is basically a change in the climate. But focusing on the climate change, the term itself, it is a condition. So it is a measurement of these conditions, of the weather, of the patterns that have changed over time. And, the cause of that is the emissions or the fossil fuels that are being, banned, and then carbon is then emitted and it sits on the atmosphere. It forms a specific layer, and that layer, you know, with over time, it doesn't allow the air to breathe, or rather the earth to breathe, if I can say so. So the radiation is not really being cooled off at the end of the day. So what happens is that our earth is getting warmer and warmer. And then those warm conditions then, will ultimately lead to severe rains and flooding and all of that. Yes.
Doctor, if we go back to April 2022, Sakumbula Sokoguti, in Durban and surrounding areas, we experienced devastating floods that destroyed infrastructure, that took lives as well. And many people concluded that this is, or that was caused, the cause of the floods rather was climate change. What is your thought regarding this matter?
I would partially agree, I would say. I'll tell you why I'm saying partially, because obviously there hasn't been a strong scientific evidence as such. Yes, we are all saying it is climate change by looking at the patterns that we had before. But when you think of it, in 87, we had a flooding event almost similar to what we had recently. But that event, obviously, it affected in terms of geographic area, it affected more areas than what it was now. But this one, what it did, it caused destruction mostly on the infrastructure. And we felt it a lot. I mean, we the roads were closed. We couldn't access most of the essential places that we wanted to. So I would say yes, because the patterns have changed over time. But remember, for the climate change, it's not even a decade. It will take several decades for us to really feel it. You know, it must have started like years and years and years ago. So I would agree that it's indeed it is the climate change.
Speaking about air pollution, we all know, Guti, in households we use heaters, we use coal, we have vehicles, and all of these things, they contribute, or they're all greenhouse gases. My question is, how do these contribute or become one of the causes of air pollution?
So mainly with the open fire, right? So because the open fire, we are burning wood or we are burning coal, right? So because coal is mainly a carbon, so when you ignite it, obviously you are burning that. Also, you will have combustion. So with combustion, you're going to produce carbon dioxide, okay, and water and heat and all of that. But specifically the carbon dioxide that we are producing when we are using open fire, that's part of the emissions that they go up into the atmosphere, and they form this blanket that I was talking about before. So mainly it's that. And then for heaters and all of that, what is using energy in the household, it's not necessarily because it's emitting, but it is because when we are using more energy, then we require more coal to be used at Eskom, basically, to generate more energy for us to use. You see, so that's the part that is a problem is the burning of the coal. Yes. So back at Eskom. So when you are saying, let's use energy saving, you know, equipment and all of that, it's not that the equipment itself that you are using at home is emitting as such, but it is because more energy that you're using at home will require more energy to be produced at Eskom. Thus, it will form electricity. So that will require more coal to be burnt, basically. Then burning of the coal will then cause these emissions.
Okay, so it's more like a pattern, I think, that we have to follow and understand as well. Must beg Angelano Wuti, there's also manufacturing industries around the country, and they have a major impact in our environmental management issues. Is there a way of improving and minimizing air emissions on our environment when it comes to manufacturing industries?
Yes, of course. I think most industries have taken a leap in terms of looking for improvement processes. So they are trying to improve their processes in terms of energy saving. Like I said, when you are saving energy, it's because you want less coal to be burnt back there at Eskom. So basically, they are trying to improve their processes. I know most companies, they are now doing energy saving audits every 3 months or so.
Oh, that's good.
So that they can make sure that they're using as less as they can, so that they can minimize the impact on the environment as such. Yes.
I didn't know about that, but I think it's really, really good because I feel like the industries we have, especially when it comes to places like Richards Bay, people that are the residents there, even they can even tell you, Guti, even the air they're breathing, Guti,
yes,
it's not the same anymore because of all the manufacturing industries. Spinners Bay, Guti, there is also an increase in heavy vehicle ownership and utilization in national roads, of which automatically raises the carbon dioxide emissions.
Yes.
Now, in your understanding, Doctor, what can be a substitute or an alternative for environmental preservation?
In terms of the heavy vehicles, I think we have all experienced this in the N2 when you're going up to Richards Bay, there are queues of trucks there. In the N3, it's the same thing. So a lot of emission really is happening there from those heavy vehicles. So because obviously, they are using diesel, and diesel, it has hydrocarbons. So hydrocarbons, again, when you are igniting, you are emitting more of the carbon dioxide. Mm. So maybe we can relook at the rail transportation. You know, we had that before Amakuzo, right?
Yeah.
So our goods were being transported using the rail lines. But we know that has, I don't know what happened to the infrastructure, but it's not really used at the moment. So maybe if we can go back to that, we can minimize the impact on the environment in terms of carbon dioxide being released by the trucks, at least. And then at home, I think we can try to use the more renewable energy. You know, we can use solar systems. I know the municipalities are really driving that initiative where they are installing solar for families, for households and all of that. So if we can get that part right, at least, I know we cannot solve everything at once, but we need to start to think about how we can improve, how we can, facilitate the change in wherever we are. Really. And then the energy saving, I think it's really, really, really one of the things that we have to do at this point.
You know, speaking about utilizing the trains and the railway, I remember growing up, I used to always, like every day, see the train from Transnet or whichever other company, you know. But nowadays, you can see trucks written Transnet.
Yes.
And you can see it. Oh, so they're using trucks now to transport the goods or coal,
yes,
whatever they are currently producing. So, should imagine the route they're taking is the quicker one, because using trains is time consuming,
yes, perhaps.
But
yes,
also it does help or preserve the environment with all the air pollution going on right,
yes,
now. In closing, Jay, what can you say to the people listening right now in terms of just preserving our environment?
I think you know, you have to make a small change where you are, honestly. At this point, we're in a crisis. We know load shedding every day. Obviously, I think that should trigger something from everyone at this point, that let's go for energy saving solutions. Let's try use solar. Just harvest the energy from the sun. Really, it's free. Of course, it's the cost of installation is high, but long term, you are going to save a lot. You are saving on money on your pocket, and also you are saving the environment, because ultimately our generations will not have any place to stay if we continue in this way.
It's quite true. It's quite true. Because now we are seeing so many things happening. In terms of pollution, I think it's just a matter of we have to work together. Because now if you try and make sure that you limit yourself from using, substances or anything that will, contribute in air pollution, someone else might not even thinking about that. I bought this. Oh, this is mine. So why can't I use it? So if we do it together as residents or people in the country, sibambisane nje lapha, I think we'll get like very far with in terms of saving our country and also our environment. Radio app, Dr. Makatini, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.